I wish you had been with me at our One New Man celebration. The presence of God was so high. The excitement was so high. I mean, we sold out before the advertising even hit television or radio. We could have had five times the number of people, but it was special. It was a one-of-a-kind event. We'll have others in the future. Don't get nervous, but there was something special. My guest is Warren Marcus. Warren is a Jewish believer in the Messiah, and Warren was involved in the television production there. And just candidly, not as my friend, not as even a board member of our organization, but as just, you're a man I know that is hungry for God. What did you experience?
Well, it was an amazing event, and it was a historic event. Jews and Gentiles getting together and also having teaching from the most powerful and anointed Jews and Gentiles of our time who were teaching people how to walk in the supernatural. That is an amazing thing in itself, but it was the presence of God. I mean, I have documented the Toronto Blessing, Brownsville revivals, all of these types of revivals and things that God has done. I've been to many events, but this was the most powerful thing I've ever really witnessed and sensed the presence of God. You call the glory of God. What that is like the weightiness of God. You could just sense it all around. And there were just signs and wonders, miracles.
Speaking of signs and wonders, Warren, the anointing was at such a high level
Yes.
that some of the speakers had the first and last name of people that were healed. Gemstones materialized. I mean, gobs of gemstones, we actually had them tested, and it was called uncut golden topaz. And Jeff Jansen has them happen wherever he ministers, and people are coming in up with piles of these. But the topaz, interesting enough, is the stone for Issachar. And the scriptures say that Issachar would know the times and the seasons of what God is up to. And God is up to something brand new. I want you to see David Herzog and Jeff Jansen and people actually supernaturally losing weight instantaneously. Let's go to that.
Pull your pants out until we can see.
Oh, yeah, pull it out to the side.
Pull it out like that, yeah, pull it out, yeah, like that.
Wow, look
how much you lost. That was all flesh, now it's air.
How about that?
What happened to you, Greg?
I was the right calf. It's healed.
Totally healed. It was torn. It was torn. Do something with it now you couldn't do before.
You Woo! Couldn't do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Been on my neck.
Been in your neck right here? And where is it?
It was here.
Where is it now?
It's gone.
Where did it go?
Nowhere. I don't know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Give him glory.
I've not been able to lift my arms in 13 years, and I've had bursitis so bad they would from where I used to work, and I can lift them without.
Lynn has had bursitis for 13 years. I've seen those before. These are these fell in our meeting. Look at these gemstones that are falling. These are, what do you call them?
I've seen it, but I can't remember the name.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
They're round.
They're round, uncut topaz.
Yeah.
That's what they are. And I've seen these show up in Topeka. I've seen these show up in our meetings in Nashville. These are gemstones. I don't know if we can get a shot of these or not, but there's a bunch of these gemstones that are coming. Now listen, I'm telling you, there's a dimension of the supernatural. Listen, there's a dimension of the supernatural that's happening right now that you need to be aware of.
Warren, that is phenomenal.
I think it's so great that you taped these because it would have been just something that the people there would have got something out of, but now the whole world could see it. And I know there's a transferable anointing. When you watch it, I was watching a DV series at home that was taped there, and I was there personally, and it's still... It's an incredible thing. The presence of God literally came out of that TV, and I'm just sensing his presence again, even as I'm talking about it now with you.
You know, Warren, another thing that happened, which was amazing, is people were getting gold teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And this is something that I heard, and it really makes sense to me. Since we're both Jewish, we know of the history of our people in the Holocaust, and the Nazis would pull out the teeth that had gold, and there were piles of gold teeth. You know, they're getting it to make money.
Yes.
and God is restoring gold teeth. Now, I want you to see this.
Would you come up here for a minute? Now, Barbara, I personally know you, and I know, and I can personally vouch for her integrity, personally. But tell us what happened to you last night, Barbara.
Well, last night I was praying for healing for my knee. And when I got to the motel room, I forgot to look in my mouth because I was just going to look to see if there was a gold tooth in there. But this morning, on the way to the meeting, I pulled the visor down and looked in the mirror and I said, Charles, there's a gold tooth in there.
Okay, let's get the whole mishpacha in the scene. Charles, come up here for a second. I know that's the last place in the world you want to be. You notice he's in the last row, last seat. Now, Charles, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
I know, but before you were retired, what did you do for a living?
I was a CPA, still am.
Okay. Now, as a CPA, how do you account for this gold tooth in your wife's mouth?
I never would have paid for it.
I didn't get you up here for comedy. Be a straight man. Now, Larry, come here for a second. This is Larry Pratt. Dr. Larry Pratt, tell us what your specialty is, Larry.
Doctor of dental surgery, 30 years.
Okay, now, is this good investigative reporting or what? Now, I would like the cameraman, if you would open your mouth, Barbara, I want everyone in the world to see what God did. Now, doctor, I don't know much about gold teeth, but are they always so shiny like that?
A lot of times when I put them in all the time, I have to adjust them, get them just right. That one looks new. It's very shiny.
All right, now listen, Mr. CPA, and not someone that puts anything over on you, how's that look to you?
Looks real to me.
Okay, thank you. You may go back to your seat.
There is such power in the testimony. Do you realize when someone gets a healing and shares, and it's real and it's authentic, all over the auditorium, it broke out. People started getting gold teeth. And I believe someone's neck has just been healed, someone's hip has just been, a back has just been healed. Many of you are going to get gold teeth as you hear this. Look.
Turn the camera, look in your mouth, say ah. You see it? It's on the top left.
I'm her sister. She didn't have a gold tooth. And we joked and said, well, let's check. And there was a gold tooth in her mouth. I'm just so shocked and awed.
Can I see it? Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Let the camera catch it.
Warren, you were saying to me the impartation was so strong. What's going to happen to our viewers?
I believe as people watch the tape, they're going to get gold teeth. They're going to get healed. Whatever is happening there, it's going to go right into them. And I know that because I have produced tapes with the revivals that I did and such, and that was testimonies all over. Because the anointing is carried, just like the Bible carries an anointing, the recorded event and what God is doing comes out. The anointing is on that. And it's going to come into the homes of people. People will be healed, gold teeth, the whole thing.
God's listen, just the video on the soaking. Most people don't know what soaking is, but it's sort of like marinating in the Spirit of God. And there are soaking rooms that have been set up all over the world. But Warren Marcus told me the best one was by Cindy Parton. So I had Cindy speak on soaking. Tell me what you saw with your own eyes at Cindy's soaking room.
Well, I've attended it a number of times, and there's 50, 60, 70 people that come to her little suburban home, and God just moves. There's prophecy. People are on the floor just touched by the presence of God. There's people healed. There's people that would never set foot in a church that come into that home and get saved. And God just moves in various ways. It's just incredible.
Okay, let's learn a little bit about a soaking room.
And that's what it is. If you look up soak, it means to drench, to saturate, to immerse. And that's what we're here for this afternoon, is we're going to drench ourselves in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be so saturated when we leave here that people are going to say, you've been in the presence of God. You know, you don't have to tell somebody when you've been with God. They can tell by looking at you. And that's what our passion is, our goal is. Bob and I have spent 12 years providing a safe place to come into our home for people to come to receive what they need, for ministries to come to be refreshed and renewed and revived. You cannot give anything away that you don't have. You have to be filled up and overflowing, because we minister out of the overflow, not out of the need to minister.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, it's Sid Roth here with Warren Markets. And I believe, because the Bible says you all can prophesy. So I got a man that has equipped thousands of people to move in prophecy. He's actually got a school. His name is Steve Thompson. And at this school, he takes the most beautiful young people and who've never prophesied before, starts activating them. And I said, Steve, get some of those young people, pick people out of the audience, and then we're going to test the results. Take a look.
Gentleman in the black shirt. Yes, sir. If you could stand up. And your name is Dwayne. Dwayne, the first thing I felt for you is that you really are a man of passion, that when the Lord gives you something, you are all the way towards it, and that you have such a faithfulness to the Lord that He can entrust things to you, and it's like it's already settled. When He speaks it to you, He can consider it done, because He knows that you're going to jump over every hurdle, every obstacle that the enemy puts in your way. You're going to get it done. You're one of those kind of guys. I saw you as a working with like a special forces unit. What that spoke to me was that you were put together with an elite group of people that all had unique talents and abilities, and you specialized in different areas, but as a unit, you made a complete team. And what I saw was you going out from like a home base, that you would have one specific mission that you were to accomplish during that time. You would go out in maybe a geographic region, it may just be to another part of your city. You would accomplish that mission during the season, and then you would return to home base and await the next instruction for the Lord. I also felt like that there's an increase in your personal evangelism ability. I saw it happening in two ways, both in prophetic evangelism and also in power evangelism. I believe you're not going to have to browbeat or talk somebody into the kingdom of God, but that you're really going to be one who's, like Steve's talked about, you're going to be able to connect to the Lord. You're going to be able to hand out these things in the marketplace. You're going to have words of knowledge where you're going to tell people stuff that they could not have possibly known. And so they're going to drop their walls down and realize that God is real. I also saw you laying hands on people and seeing them healed, seeing them restored, and that you brought them into the kingdom that way too. So,
amen. It's a good word. Is that accurate?
The healing and everything, it's dead on the money.
It's good. It's a good word. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Everyone that we talked to, Warren said, dead on the money. I mean, these young kids, these young students, if they can do it, you and I can do it.
Exactly.
But you know, the thing that impressed me the most is we had a man by the name of Robert Heidler, who Chuck Pierce is in his congregation. And Robert Heidler has been given revelation on the biblical festivals. Messianic Jewish rabbis that were there said they've never heard the prophetic understanding of the festivals like Robert Heidler. Let's take a look.
We know all about our traditional holidays. I mean, we know about the 4th of July. Nobody has to teach us that on the 4th of July you're supposed to have a picnic and watch fireworks. That's just been part of our lives. We know about Thanksgiving. No, nobody has to tell us. Now, you're supposed to eat turkey, and you're supposed to watch football. We don't need lessons on how to celebrate Christmas. But our problem is we don't understand the feasts of the Lord. We don't know what they are. Most of us don't even know when they are. And we have no idea how to celebrate them in a way that will allow us to enter into the purposes of God. Now, like most Christians today, I grew up not knowing anything about the biblical feasts. From studying in seminary, I knew the Bible devoted a lot of space to talking about a series of feasts, but I'd never taken the time to study them. I figured they were just for Jews and just for Old Testament. And so for the first time in my life, I began to seriously study the feasts of the Lord. And I was amazed at what I found. I found, first of all, that God had given us literally a detailed yearly calendar. He had a cycle that he wanted us to go through every year. I saw that the feasts were not just for Jews. Zechariah promises blessings for Gentiles who will observe the feasts. Jesus and the apostles followed the feasts. Key New Testament events took place in the context of the feast. And I thought this was very significant. You know, Jesus could have been crucified any time of year, but it just happened to be on Passover. And he could have been raised from the dead at any time. It just happened to be on first fruits, the first fruits of a new creation. The Spirit could have fallen any day of the year, but it just happened to be on the feast of Pentecost. And what that told me is this: God celebrates the feasts. God keeps his own timetable.
I wish you could see all of this. Warren, I am so excited because each person that I selected was selected by God to give an impartation for the next move of God's Spirit on planet Earth.
And I believe, Sid, that as people get this whole series and start playing it for people in their homes, invite people over, there's going to be literally house fellowships started, because the teaching in here is so powerful and impactful, it'll change the lives of people forever.
Listen, I had a Messianic Jewish rabbi that has traveled the world with T.L. Osborne, and he has picked up that same anointing. I want you to see the power that is on this Messianic rabbi by the name of Kurt Landry.
In verse 20:107, it says, he sent his word and healed them. I want to make a decree right now. It's his word and he heals us. He is the healer. The healer is in the house tonight. You don't have to look any farther. You can be healed. He's here to heal you and deliver them from their destruction. In James 5:13, it says, is any afflicted? Let the afflicted one pray. And in the Greek, that word afflicted translates out to trouble, persecution, hardships, and tribulation. And see, that's what comes from sickness. It's not just being an illness, but sickness causes distress, trouble. It brings destruction into your money, into your relationships, into your jobs, into your homes. It hinders you from making car payments. It steals your food. It's from the devil. And you gotta cry out, Lord, take this devil. I didn't get saved to get sick. I got saved to be healed in Jesus' name.
The healing anointing is just from that little clip, Lord. The healing anointing is just pouring out. Imagine what happens when they listen to the whole series. They're having all the ingredients. I want you to be laying hands on the sick. I want you to be prophesying. I want you to be soaking. I want you to be one of the five wise virgins, not the foolish ones. But I'm going to tell you something. Warren, my next guest, her name is Kathy Walters, and she literally, the presence of God was so strong on her that four men had to hold her up, and I was worried about the men. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Kathy Walters, and let me tell you, the presence of God is so strong on this set. As strong as it is on this set, take a look at this clip of just a tiny bit of the outrageous in the spirit. Normal Kathy Walters.
I need some more water. I'm feeling a bit squished.
Let's just start talking.
Let's take a chance. We're going to take a chance. Why don't the three of you leave? Do you want one person with
just,
you?
Yeah, right, just one.
You stay here, the three of you leave.
Okay. Okay. I don't really know if you're the best person, but...
You know, a merry heart is good medicine,
right.
And I saw people laughing. I mean, when they see this video, I believe people are going to be healed.
Yeah.
I mean, we're being jovial and light, but people are literally healed when they're laughing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the gold is all over your face
it's
right
on you
now.
Too.
On me too. It's contagious.
Yeah, it's
I
contagious.
Believe when people see the videos, they'll have gold. Tell me about that pastor that watched the video.
Oh, yeah, this pastor, he emailed me and he said he watched when it was streamed, that conference, and he said he kept playing it over and over and over because he taped it. And then when he went to church on Sunday, he just started laughing and the whole place just fell apart. So it got transferred from the meeting to the video to the pastor to the congregation.
It's and that's what's going to happen with these videos. You see, my heart's desire is not just for you to see something outrageous, but for you to become normal. Kathy, you are normal.
I'm normal.
I want the world to be normal.
Yeah,
will someone somewhere be bold enough to say the Bible is true, and I don't want anything short of the book of Acts and tradition? Let it be on Broadway. I want reality.
Yes,
Kathy, there is such a presence of God. Receive it all, every bit of it now in Yeshua's name. Receive the glory in Yeshua's name right now.